Good afternoon, and here we are again with another moment with Father Mateos.
Hello. Good afternoon.
And we decided that we were going to change it up a little bit and maybe be a little bit more serious on this one. And I talked to Father Mateos, and I have told him that his last homily has really affected me, and I've been thinking about it a lot. So I wanted him to give you a brief summary, and then we're going to talk some more about that.
Okay, brief summary. So I was talking about basic choice of being the fan of Jesus, like fans who play in the fans who watch the games, or being part of the team means that somebody, if you play the games, you know how it's difficult to make from the practices, listen to your coach, and play together with others. And I was asking, are we aware of that choice, who we are? Are we fan of Jesus, who's been watched from outside? Or are we part of the team who really struggles with daily battles and play the serious game for the kingdom of God?
And I told him when I first listened to it, I was very inspired, and I wanted to be, I didn't want to be a fan, I wanted to be on the team. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, there are lots of situations where it's sometimes kind of hard to be on the team. It's hard to be a team player, because when you have a, when you play on a team, there's a lot of factors involved. Sometimes, yes. You not necessarily in the game, you're sitting back a little bit while everyone else is playing. And I had told him the other day, I said, that kind of reminded me of when maybe you have some friends sometimes that ask you, hey, can you pray for me? I need some prayers. And so maybe you're a little bit behind the scenes, but you're still on the team. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes good sense, because sometimes you can be on the bench during the game and you still are very important because you are the ready to play.
Right.
And you still support the team with
right.
your presence.
And you still have to go to practice all the time and do certain things, maybe daily prayer, or, you know, you always are doing something,
mm-hmm.
even though you're on the team. And also, too, I was thinking there's also struggles that come with being on the team, because not all teams always win.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you hit little bumps in the road, and you just have to have faith that your coach knows what the right path is.
This is a very good analogy, yeah, because I assume that the coach is Jesus, and in our life there are many situations when we think that we are losing and that something is disaster, but he guides us through everything, and if we are part of the team, he's able to guide us through difficult moments.
And you're not always going to win, even though it feels really good when you win, but sometimes when you're in those down moments, it's after you get out of those, out of your losing streak, is when you can look back and see the growth,
mm-hmm.
Where you've come from to where you are now. And that's a constant throughout any season,
yeah.
basketball season or football season, where you go through ups and downs.
She's good.
But you have to constantly remember you still have to work hard. And no matter what, if you're on that losing streak, you still got to go to church, you got to pray, you got to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
You got to also bring your team together. Sometimes it's not always the coach's job. It's sometimes there's a captain or assistant captains or whatever that rally the team together. And maybe sometimes you're that person,
mm-hmm.
to bring people together to pray in groups, not necessarily just by yourself.
Yeah.
And on a regular basis. So.
Sounds good for me.
I told Father, too, that yesterday, it made me think, because when he first talked about playing on a team sport, he mentioned soccer, basketball, and even tennis. And I told him that yesterday, I got hit right in the eye, very hard, with a tennis ball. And my eye, I told him, I went like this when the ball hit me, and I just knew my eyeball was going to be in my hand. I just knew it. But it wasn't, and it was very painful, and I had to sit out for a little bit, and then, but it felt good to ice it for a little bit, and then get back on, and play the game again. Because sometimes that's what you have to do.
Yes.
You fall or you go through hard times and you got to get back up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't be a quitter.
No, don't be a quitter.
So that's what we wanted to talk about because it really, I've been thinking about it a lot. And sometimes it's not really easy to be a team player. Sometimes there's things pulling you away from the team, you know, like the TV or the internet or shopping or eating, you know, and sometimes it's that struggle that you gotta keep your focus and stay on track. So is there anything else you want to add to that? It was just awesome. I just really loved it. And I was very inspired when I left. Oh, and I also told him when I first heard it, I was just so inspired and just thought about it all day. And then the very next day, a group of us, young youth from this parish and the school and adults from this parish went to a Catholic cemetery and we worked very hard for about 3 hours pruning trees, raking leaves, you name it. They all did it. We worked very hard and it rained, sprinkled a little bit. It wasn't the best weather, but we all worked together for one common goal. And I was telling everyone, this reminds me so much of his homily because we were all a team working together to come, you know, to get this job done. So this has been very inspiring for me.
Good. It's Holy Spirit who leads us, leads me for preaching. So I'm glad that it's used. Yeah.
And sometimes our priests could be looked at as maybe like assistant coaches on the team to help us, you know?
Yeah, we can be assistant coaches.
Or the captain. The captain of the team. Rally us all to come together.
This is why we have to be sometimes rough. Only sometimes.
And what would you think, what would your best advice be when it's sometimes, like, people feel like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to be on that team. It's hard sometimes.
Well, if you play the games, sports, you know that it is rough mostly, but playing the games is a lot of fun and it's effort. And I don't know how to convince somebody. I think that goal of our preaching is to help you to see that we need you as a game players. We need your presence, we need your active presence, and we need you to decide that, yes, I want to be part of the team. And I want to do more for the church and for his people. Because we could do so much more. We are not able because we don't have enough people. So we need you. We need your decision to become part of the team. For me, simply joy to be part of God's team. And it's not beautiful all the time. There are rough days, but it's like in life. None of us has perfect life and we still enjoy it and live our lives the best way we can.
I think that was important what you said, that you have to make that choice, that commitment to be on the team.
Every day.
Yes. Every day. It's a choice and a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?